You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential a second Joint Assembly and State Senate hearing on statewide water quality issues is being held in the William H. Rogers Building in Smithtown, Long Island, Monday, September 12th. This marks the third time state lawmakers have conducted a public inquiry into water contamination during the last few weeks. On Monday, they will hear from various officials, including the county executive for Suffolk County, the Brookhaven Town Supervisor, representatives from the U.S. Geological Survey, Stony Brook University, and the Nature Conservancy in New York, along with Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sedjoes and State Department of Health Commissioner Howard Zucker. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. A live stream of the hearings can be accessed on the WGXC newsroom page. Bill Mahoney is reporting at Politico New York that because of the presidential race and the failure to recombine the congressional and state primaries, some voters will be offered a third opportunity to cast primary votes on Tuesday, September 13th. In Columbia County, there is a Conservative Party primary in the 102nd Assembly District, which includes Stuyvesant and Stockport, for judicial delegate and alternate judicial delegate. Four candidates are competing for each seat. The Daily Freeman is reporting Democrats in Ulster County will head to the polls to nominate a candidate for Ulster County surrogate court judge, and registered voters affiliated with the Conservative, Green, Reform, Women's Reform, and Working Families parties will nominate candidates in other races countywide. In Dutchess County, the Green Party will hold a write-in primary to select a candidate to run in the 41st Senate District race. Polls in all districts will be open from noon to 9 p.m. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper, the number of public school students in Columbia County who identify as Asian/Pacific or Latino has increased according to the New York State Education Department. From 2011 to 2014, in the six districts located in the county, the percentage of enrolled students who identify as Asian-Pacific increased by 8.5%. In the Hudson District alone, that portion of the student population increased to nearly 11%. The Taconic Hills School District reported a 67% increase in the number of enrolled Latino students during that same period. Latino enrollment has also increased in the Chatham and Hudson schools. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.